a fight broke out in the camp. It seemed to be a fight about land, but for one of the parties involved, it was far more significant. Torah records at the end of this week's parsha the story of a unique Jew. He had a Jewish mother, but an Egyptian father, the only such Jew in the entire nation. This young man leaves Egypt with the rest of the nation, experiences all the miracles of the desert, and desires to set up his tent and build his home amongst the tribe of Dan, the tribe that his mother was from. Land was apparently at a premium, and a fight breaks out if he was allowed to do so. Case comes before Moshe, and Moshe rules that although it's true Jewish status follows the mother, tribal status follows the father. And this young man did not have a father from the tribe of Dan, and therefore was not entitled to set up his tent in Dan's land. The young man leaves the courts of Moshe and curses God. Cursing God, punishable by death because he lost a court case over a piece of land? Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the Rosh Yeshiva from the Mir in Yerushalayim, explained he lost much more than a piece of land. He lost his place. He lost a place of belonging. Where should he go? He didn't have a home to go to, no place to turn. And a person who doesn't have a place, who doesn't have a home, can fall to the greatest of depths in the shortest of times. We as parents take for granted that we are building homes for our children. But much more than physically giving them a space to live and an address, we're trying to give them a home, a place where they belong, a place where they know that they are loved and appreciated and welcomed. And there are subtle things that we can do to increase that feeling that our children know this is where they belong. When they come home, whether it's at the end of a school day, after a sleepover, or after an entire month away from home during the summer, the way we welcome them, the excitement, the joy, the smile we give them tells them, we noticed your absence and we're excited for you to be back. It says to the child in not such subtle ways, this is where you belong, this is your place, this is your home. When we set the table for Shabbos, where do our children sit? Do they sit at the table? Do they even have a seat at all? Subtle messages that say to the child, this is your place too. We want you to be part of everything here. We make dishes for our children to eat supper time. And we know that we make dishes that we figure they'll eat. Take the opportunity to say to them, I made this for you because I know you like it. I know it's your favorite. Let the children hear regularly that we do things for them because we love them and because we want them to feel like it's their place. They pick up on those messages. And a child who feels secure, who feels the safety, who feels the warmth, this is my place. I have a safety net, a home base where I'll always feel loved and secure, has the strength and ability to go out and accomplish what they need to in life. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.